At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi there, welcome to episode 6 of Clan Chat, the official podcast of Glasgow Clan. And after a long few weeks on the road, the Clan are finally home. I'm Craig Anderson, and in this edition we look back at how September panned out for Pete Russell's team and look ahead to the homecoming when Fife Flyers will be there to wave the boys home. We speak to former Clan and Flyers forward Liam Healis, who speaks at length about his decision to leave the club so soon, and we get his view on the game coming up on Friday. Plus the captain Zach Fitzgerald joins us to look ahead to his return to Sheffield Steelers on Saturday and gives his thoughts to the news that his former coach Paul Thompson had left the club. And that is Clan Chat.
Hey Clan fans, I'm Michael Gutwald and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Well, we're finally back, and what a month it's been as Glasgow Clan can finally look forward to some home comforts now that Mickey Mouse, the Little Mermaid and the Frozen crew have cleared out and let Fitzy and the boys back in. Well, we were all enjoying the excellent Disney show. Yes, I was there too. Let's look back at what happened in September, and in the last show we covered what happened against Fife Flyers and Dundee Stars in the first weekend as Clan took a point from the two games but lost them both. From there, the team moved on to Belfast Giants, and despite a 6-4 loss, there were more positives taken as goals came from Vaslav Stupka with 2, Scott Pitt and Scott Tansky. The following night, the 16th, Clan went to see some old friends at Manchester Storm, and the team got a first win for the coach in a 4-2 success in the first game of the league season. In the Battle of the Earharts, with Earl Travis coming up against his brother Dallas of Manchester, it was Travis who got the opening goal. Further strikes came from Scott Pitt with 2 against his old team and 1 from Brendan Connolly, and Clan had that winning feeling. The following week, the men in purple were off to Nottingham Panthers under the guidance of new coach Rhys Chermanaz, and it became a second straight win as Clan notched up a 5-2 success at the Motor Point Arena. Stupka was on target again, as was Josh Grattan with 2, and singular strikes from Brendan Connolly and Scott Pitt to make it another good night. However, Clan couldn't follow it up as they went to Guildford Flames the day after and went down 2-0, with former Clan goalie Travis Fullerton having a great night for the Surrey men.
I'm Gary Russell and listen to Clan Chat.
We're up to the final weekend, and as we review the month of September, it was off to Coventry Blaze last Saturday as the long road home started to look a little shorter. It was a sucker punch though, as Blaze came from behind to win 2-1, including a goal 13 seconds from time from Ben Lake after Rasmus Bjerrum had put Glasgow in front. It was disappointment, so it was on to the last chance to get a big away win before the boys came home, as Pete and the lads just had the small matter of a trip to the champions Cardiff Devils to contend with. Nay bother, as we say in this part of the world. However, Cardiff were simply unplayable as they won 8-1, with 8 different scorers getting their names on the score sheet. Josh Grattan was the only one on target for the Clan. But in case you missed it, I caught up with Pete post-game on Sunday and asked what his thoughts were after those two games.
Yeah, I think last night was obviously, 13 seconds away from taking something, and I thought we played a good road game. And then tonight we played against the champions and they're pretty good, and we weren't great tonight, and that's what happens. And I think it's been a long 4 weeks on the road, and I think tonight was the first time we didn't really compete in a game on the scoreboard.
Now, we've spoken in the last couple of weeks about the positives, the many positives you've seen from this team. So were there many to take over these two games?
I thought last night we played a great road game. I don't think anybody can take that away from us. Coventry have unbeaten at home, and we had them, and of course, Joe played well and we backed him up in front. And then, tonight is a team that's, I think Cardiff are rather good, to be honest with you. And I think we gave them too much space. It was hard to take it away, and then they took advantage of it. And we looked a tired team tonight.
Now, talking about last night's game, the goal 13 seconds from the end was the one that made the difference. How hard is it to take a defeat like that when you get so close?
Yeah, it's tough, you know, and there was a battle in the wall and the puck popped out, and then he kicked it up to him pretty quick, and Lake had the jump on him, and he took the speed and took it to the net. It was a nice finish, but, you know, that's what happens sometimes. I still thought we played pretty decent in the road last night.
And of course, we move on to Cardiff. You've spoken highly of Cardiff, the qualities they have as a team, but where do you feel it went wrong for the Clan tonight?
I don't think it helped. I think we took some tired penalties last night where OD played about an average of between four of them. You know, Tansky bounced in, of course, but we guys playing 32 minutes last night, and it definitely took its toll. And we pushed last night to try and win the game, and I think probably I overused them, but I had no other option, to be honest. I thought tonight we played a great team, and we just never really had anything to get back tonight. There was no pushback, and you know, and it's the first time in a whole season we haven't competed in the scoreboard, and a tough one to take. But I don't think tonight defines our season. I think it's how we bounce back that defines where we are.
And of course, only scoring two goals in the last three games as well, is that in any way a concern of yours at this moment?
I don't think it's a concern. We've got to just realise we're playing a different game, and we're playing tight to try and get some points in the road. We're five games, we have 4 points, we're sitting in the pack, and you know, we move on from it. We go next weekend, we get 3-3. The homecoming game against Fife, who are playing pretty well. It was a great game the last time, and then we travel to Sheffield and Manchester, and you know, and we're looking forward to it. Like, we'll come back this week and we'll bounce back from it. There's no need to worry about things.
Now, taking the results out of it, how do you sum up the first month of competitive action for this team?
Until tonight, it was great. but again, I'm not reading too much into tonight. We'll watch a video and we'll talk about it, but I'm not going to pick on it. They've already scalped a few teams in their own rink, and I think there'll be a few more teams getting scalped when they go in there, and I hope it's not us again.
So how good will it be to get back and start preparing for the home games starting next week out on Friday?
Yeah, well, we go in there on Friday, we won't start, but it'd be nice to just get a base. I talked about this last weekend, and the guys need a base now. It's been a long 4 weeks, 5 weeks out the rink and travelling to practice each day, an hour each way. And, you know, it's not excuses, but that takes a lot out of the players, you know. And I think the road games non-stop are hard as well. To be 8 games in the road, and the first time that we've really been in a situation we didn't come up with anything and or really compete, is, I think that's, you know, I think there's more positive than negatives.
And finally, it's a game against Fife on Friday, the old rivals there. Is it the perfect way to bounce back, do you feel?
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it. It's a sellout, and I think it's got the makings of a great game, and I'm sure the guys will get a rest the next day and they'll come back and go to the gym on Tuesday, and I'm sure we'll have a great week of training, and we're looking forward to that. You know, I think it's you're not going through a season without having bad times, and tonight was a bad one, a sore one, and you know, the people travel down there and we never gave them anything, but you know, it's not without wanting to give something, but sometimes that happens. When you go to work in the morning, it doesn't mean every day you go you have a good day.
I'm Matt Haywood, you're listening to Clan Chat.
That was Coach Pete Russell there, summing up the final weekend on the road for the Clan. Pete will speak to me on Sunday nights to get his post-match thoughts through the course of the season. They'll be available on most Sunday nights, so listen out for those. One bit of news since the weekend was that Slovakian forward Vaslav Stupka, who signed on an initial month tryout deal, has signed for the remainder of the season. He's picked up 10 points so far, including 4 goals in his 8 games, so that makes him the top point scorer so far. He'll make his home debut against Fife on Friday night, so we can look forward to that. Anyways, time to start looking ahead, and it's that 3-game weekend to look forward to. Glasgow Clan are back home against Fife on Friday, as we've mentioned, and there's trips to Sheffield Steelers and Manchester Storm to come also. To get a flavour of what the mood is like around the guys, I spoke with the Clan captain, Zach Fitzgerald, and we spoke about a variety of subjects, such as the trip to his former team Sheffield Steelers on Saturday, what he made of their coach Paul Thompson's departure from the club, and the signing of Vaslav Stupka. But I started with how he feels to be back home.
It has been a long one. No, we can't wait, to be honest. We've been basically traveling for about 5-6 weeks just to practice. So it's technically been kind of a road game all week long, and then, you know, the long trips and all that. But no, we can't wait to get in there. Hopefully we can get a day or two of practice in at the arena before the game, and huge game on Friday, so can't wait.
That's a huge game. Fife Flyers come to town, of course. You played Fife last month in the very first game of the season. That was your first taste of the rivalry from when you were at the club before. Do you feel it's a different game compared to what it was back then?
I don't know about a tough, a different game, but no, the rivalry is still fully there, and the fans bring it, and they make it even more exciting. You know, it's super loud up there in Fife, and our fans were unbelievable that night. Like, they kept us going, and they were fired up the whole time. It was kind of a couple unfortunate events there that led to the loss eventually, but I thought we played pretty hard, and it was exciting and fun to be a part of that, and I think it's probably the best rivalry in the league, so it's cool to get them into our arena this week.
We're always told that the rivalry between Sheffield and Nottingham is quite intense as well. You can talk about that, having played it in both. Well, can you compare the two?
I think it's I think in ways it's similar. I think just because of the size of the arenas, there's more fans. But otherwise, I think it's more intense up here, to be honest. I mean, I get the abuse on Twitter, and some people, you know, they're just, it's the banter and all that stuff, and I love it. It's all fun and games. But no, it's really intense up here. You know, the Scottish are you guys are some intense people, and I love that. But no, it's, in a lot of ways, very similar, but I think I kind of enjoy it, you know, going into Fife and getting booed, and the fans literally right in your ear, you know, yelling in your ear and chirping you and all that good stuff. And then when they come over here, you know, our fans kind of give them the same, and, you know, the drums and, you know, all that good stuff is getting the boys fired up. And I think it's better to have kind of a smaller, you know, it's you're more on, the fans are more on top of you. And it sounds a bit louder, to be fair. And so I think in that sense, it's more exciting.
And of course, the game's close to a sellout as well. So it's looking like it's going to be another great atmosphere at Brayhead Arena.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great news to hear. I can't wait for that. No, it'll be fun to see a huge purple army in the sea of purple out there. And, you know, hopefully we'll keep it loud, and we'll keep the game exciting for everybody to enjoy.
As I speak to you, it's not long been announced that Vaslav Stupka will stay for the rest of the season. He's played all the way through September, but home fans haven't seen him yet. Tell us about what he's brought to the team so far, and how you've enjoyed playing alongside him.
Well, you can tell me if you can see him. He's that fast, man. He is he is a rocket. I've been calling him Flash and Roadrunner, and man, it's unbelievable. He's got about 8 gears. And when he's going my speed, he can crank it up about 10 more speeds. So it's quite incredible to see that. I think he's probably the fastest guy I've ever had the chance to play with, and probably against too. It's crazy. I mean, he's in great shape. He's smart. He works hard. He works his rear end off every day in practice, and then shows in the games, you know, how hard he works, and he can rip the puck. You know, guys like Becca and Pitt have, you know, been playing with him a bit, and they just basically throw the puck into an area and he skates past everybody to get it. I mean, he's just so fast, and really excited to have him. Pete and I talked about it a lot, and we're lucky to lock it down. And you know what? He's a really good guy too. He's a good teammate. He wants to win. He wants to get better. He works hard off the ice in the gym. You know, he's a family man, and couldn't be more happy.
Of course, after the game on Friday, Clan head down to Sheffield on Saturday, a place you know well. Of course, you played there for the last 3 years before coming back to the Clan. How will it feel going back into that arena and seeing those fans again?
Oh, it'll be good. It'll be good. I think my after leaving the Clan there the first time, it was tough. I had quite an emotional time with that. It was actually very tough. I got a lot of grief for it, and rightly so. And you know, like I said, it was pretty emotional for me, and I took it pretty hard, but I got over it eventually. And I think this time around I'm more excited just to go there and hopefully we can play a good game against them, get the win there and take points out of there. I think it's definitely doable, and you know, it'll be fun to see a lot of familiar faces. I made a lot of good friends down there. You know, a couple of my former teammates, mostly the British guys, are still there, and they're all really good guys. You know, we had a really good time there with them, and they were very welcoming, and it'll be fun to play against them. And so I'm excited for that aspect of it, you know, and like I said, see some familiar faces, made a lot of good friends off the ice and around Sheffield, and it'll be good. It'll be interesting to play on and sit on the other bench. But no, it's good. It'll be fun. Hopefully we get a good crowd down there, and I know there'll be a good traveling support from the clan, and, probably some banter on Twitter and, all that fun stuff. So I'm sure it'll be fun.
And of course, the big story of the week was, of course, the resignation of Paul Thompson, the head coach down there, a guy you know really quite well, having worked closely with him. What did you make of that? What was your reaction when you heard that Tomo had quit?
Oh, well, I mean, you never want to see that for anybody, really. You know, that's a tough part about hockey and sports. And I don't know any of the actual facts of, you know, what's gone on there, but I know they had a tough start, and there's a lot of pressure there to win. And, you know, I've seen on the social media that, you know, he's been getting a lot of grief and stuff. And, you know, I feel for the guy. I hope the best for him. You don't want to see that happen, but that's kind of how it goes down there sometimes. That's, you know, there's already been a couple guys that have been fired. And unfortunately, in this league, that can be all too regular sometimes, which is unfortunate. But yeah, it's never fun to see that happen.
But talking about the game itself, of course, Sheffield haven't had the best of form, which you alluded to there in your previous answer. Is this the right time to get Clan? The right time to get Sheffield? The fact that they haven't been going well, and there's all this uncertainty off the ice at the moment.
I guess that's a fair statement to make. I think. You know, they're still not quite settled into how they want to be down there. I think that's a fair statement, that it'd be a good time for us to go in there. And, you know, I think we're still finding our way a bit. We've been in every game, but I think for the big, against playing against some of the big teams there, we've been up for it. And I think it'll be fun. I think it's a good time. Yeah, I think we'll go down there and we'll do a good thing. We had a tough weekend this past weekend, and it's only added fuel to the fire. So hopefully we can have a big, exciting game on Friday and get fired up for the trip down there and bring the purple power.
Now, add to that, of course, you go to Manchester again on Sunday, a three-game weekend that is very tough, from what I hear from not only, you know, a lot of players, but a lot of coaches as well. There's a lot of concentration involved. But from a playing point of view, just how tough is it on the body when you've got three games, three high-intensity games in such a short period of time?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. It's very hard on the body. You know, we want to play hard every single game, every single shift. And when you're pushing your body to the limits, you know, after the game, you're gassed, you're tired, you're dehydrated. You got to get the right food in you and try to get rest. And then basically, you know, we play at home and then we wake up early in the morning, get down on a 5.5-hour bus trip, get off the bus and play another hard game, and then try to get some sleep and, you know, get on the bus again. And I think that's something that people don't always think about, is those big long trips. You know, you're sitting on the bus for 5-6 hours at a time sometimes, and, you know, the muscles are tightening up and you got to get off and get loose and get ready to play. And it just comes down to mental strength, really. You gotta prepare mentally, because you know what, your body may go a bit, but if you can keep that strong mentality, you know, the rest of your body is going to listen to your brain. And you know what, we've been playing this game long enough that there's almost that muscle memory. You know, you basically, I guess I could kind of relate it to a couple of years ago in the playoff finals when we went into the however many overtimes. It seemed like 100 overtimes there in the final game against Cardiff. It was just basically down to keeping it simple and muscle memory, and you just keep pushing yourself and try to stay in the right state of mind and, you know, find a way to do it. It's, you know, by that third game, you're pretty tired, but I guess this weekend we're fortunate because the ice is about half the size of the rest of them. So, you know what, a couple of less
spreads might be helpful, I guess.
It's Matt Stanish. You're listening to Clan Chat.
That's the captain, Zach Fitzgerald, talking to me earlier this week. First up, as I mentioned, is the game between the Clan and Fife Flyers, and I took the opportunity to catch up with a player with a recent history of the two clubs. Liam Healis was part of the Gardner Conference winning Flyers team last season that ended the campaign in the playoff weekend before he decided to come to Glasgow Clan in the summer. However, after playing just the first couple of games of the summer series, Healis dropped the bombshell that he wanted to leave the club to take up an opportunity that for him was too good to turn down. I caught up with him to talk about the job he now has, how he broke the news to Pete Russell, but firstly I wanted to know what it was like from a player's point of view to look forward to a Clan Fife showdown.
Oh, I think this rivalry is probably one of the most heated and intense within the league, no doubt. But within Scotland, the battle of the East and West is an incredible game to play in and be a part of. And it was one I always looked forward to last season.
And of course, the Flyers won the first meeting just after you left. In actual fact, they won the game after regulation time. Controversial circumstances as well, but one that was full of drama.
Wow, that surprises me. I would say that those games are pretty much always controversial, and there's always a few surprises in them. So it sounds like Glasgow and Fife have started where they left off last season.
Whenever I speak to players regarding this game, I get the sense that this game always means a little bit more, I think, because of the intensity that goes with it. Was that something you can confirm from your point of view?
Absolutely. Playing Brayhead or Glasgow from the Fife side, it was like playing a playoff game every time we played each other. The intensity was ramped up. There was buzz around the neighborhood and around the rink. And as a player, you can really feel that energy. So I think it intensifies everything, and it really creates for a great game for fans to watch.
Now let's talk about you for a second. You joined the Clan during the summer, but you left after the pre-season games. You had an opportunity that you felt you couldn't turn down. Tell us a bit more about what it is you've gone on to do.
Sure. Well, I've accepted a position with the McGill University Redmond hockey team and hockey program as the associate coach. So essentially, I'm working in a full-time role as an assistant coach at a university, and I'm on a daily basis. I'm interacting with our players. I'm working as the defensive coach and the power play coach as well. And then outside of the rink, I'm working on such things as alumni relations and events, team events, and a major part of the recruiting process here. So I've been given a really big opportunity to get my foot in the door in the hockey world, and this was something that I was preparing myself for in pursuing my PhD at Glasgow Caledonian and playing under Pete and hoping to learn from him. Unfortunately, this position sort of came up 3 years earlier than anticipated, but at the same time, I feel very grateful for Coach Kelly Nobes here at McGill reaching out to me and offering me this position.
And what about when it came to telling Pete that you were taking this opportunity up? How difficult a conversation was that to not only breach, but actually, you know, talk to him about it?
Yeah, it was almost heartbreaking having to make this decision and go through with all of the process and you know, retiring from hockey and transitioning into the workforce. Pete was very accepting and very understanding of the situation. I couldn't be more grateful for that. He and I had several conversations before the season started, and he was very aware of my long-term life goals. And I think that as soon as McGill called, I was very transparent with Pete, and I told him what was going on and that I'd be interviewing for the position. And along the way, Pete was very supportive, and I don't think every coach would be the same way that Pete was in that situation, but he really understood the magnitude of this life decision and the support of him and Gareth in pursuing this opportunity really, really did mean a lot to me.
Now, of course, you're keeping an eye on things from afar now. The Clan have had their first month of competitive action. Results have been a bit mixed along the way, but how do you see this team progressing as the season goes on?
Well, I think this Clan team is definitely growing, and they're only going to get better and better as the season goes on. I know I left them sort of in a tough situation, and they've got an incredible group of guys in that dressing room. Getting to know them over the first few weeks was great for me, and I think they've brought in a replacement that's a stronger fit even than I might have been myself. So that's really great to see. And now that they've got him locked down there and solidified their roster, I think that team only grows and grows as this season moves along. And that's essentially what you want to see with the team over the course of the season.
And my last question, it's got to be about the game on Friday, of course. You know most of the guys at the Clan, you know a lot of guys from Fife as well. How do you see the game on Friday going?
Well, I think as we mentioned before, it'll definitely be a high, intense game. There'll definitely be a number of controversies, and there'll be no lack of surprises. I think it'll be a physical affair, and whoever brings their strongest work ethic as a group and bands together from the adversities that they face over the course of that 60 minutes will emerge victorious.
And can I push you for who you think will win?
Who I think will win?
Yeah.
Well, I think I got to go with the Glasgow Clan on this one.
Hey, I'm Joel Rumpel, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
That was Liam Healy joining me on Clan Chat. It's a good time to tell you tickets for Clan matches throughout the month of October are now available, so head to the Clan website, clanihc.com, as well as Ticketmaster. But that's it. Thanks for listening. As always, keep up to date with the latest Glasgow news and information by heading to the website, clanihc.com, like the official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. You can also download the excellent Glasgow Clan app to your device so you won't miss a thing. And keep an eye out for post-match interviews with Pete Russell as we get deeper into the season, and I'll have those for you on most Sunday nights. Subscribe via Spotify, iTunes and Audioboom to hear the only podcast with interviews and views from around Glasgow Clan. Leave a review as well, as we like to know what you think. It'll take you a few minutes at the most. But just before we do wrap things up here finally, I want to finish by offering, on behalf of the Glasgow Clan, our deepest condolences to the family and friends of young Scarlett Seren Thomas, a Cardiff Devils fan who sadly passed away on Monday, the 24th of September. Scarlett was only 4 years old and lit up any room with her infectious smile, and her story became well known to the ice hockey community. Her condition was so rare there wasn't a name for it, but the love and sympathy shown for her parents, Claire and Chris, during this terrible time has been heartwarming to say the least. When the Clan players were in Cardiff last week, they posed for a lovely photograph with the team Scarlet flag, a symbol of Scarlet's spirit, and is travelling to rinks and places around the country she couldn't go to in her memory. So to Claire, Chris and everyone in this very difficult time, our thoughts are with you. That's all for this edition of Clan Chat. I'll be back very soon. Bye for now.